T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Well, after the memorial service for George Floyd this afternoon in Brooklyn, thousands of marchers began walking over the Brooklyn Bridge and are flocking to Foley Square. That's where we find our WCBS reporter Steve Burns, who joins us now.
And Linda, there is a pretty large crowd here and definitely thousands upon thousands more to come, as we see from traffic cameras. They are still coming across the Brooklyn Bridge. But for the past hour or so, the initial crowd from the George Floyd Memorial in Cabin Plaza has made its way across the bridge and here to Foley Square, where they are vowing to not give up the fight, to continue their passion, their marching for this cause, an end to police brutality and racial justice. There are metal barricades as far as the eye can see here in Foley Square. On the other side of those barricades from the marchers and the protesters are police officers, some of them wearing helmets, some not. And of course, as you might expect in a large crowd like this, there are some folks who came here to make some money, selling T-shirts with George Floyd's face on it that reads, "I can't breathe," along with pins, especially relating to President Trump. "Impeach 45," reads one of them. Still a large crowd here and several thousand more to come here, Linda.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns live in Foley Square. And let's get the view from up above now. We go to Tom Kaminsky, who's up in Chopper 880.
Linda, it will not be too much longer now before Steve really starts to see most of that crowd, which is up there on the Brooklyn Bridge. They made their way across, not only, well, at first in two smaller groups, on the pedestrian walkway, but then the inbound roadway was opened up because it is very tight on that pedestrian walkway on the Brooklyn side to try to get onto it. So the inbound side, the inbound roadway, had been shut down for quite a while, still remains closed. The demonstrators are now from about the area of the the Manhattan Tower, on toward that area of Center Street. So again, they are going to be making their way over toward Foley Square and should be there before much longer. I can tell you, because of just in terms of traffic conditions, it is a mess on the Brooklyn side and has been for quite a while this afternoon because of the closing of the ramps to the Brooklyn Bridge from the BQE. It is jammed on the inbound side right back toward the area of the Belt Parkway, very heavy on the FDR Drive as well. We're live over the Brooklyn Bridge. I'm Tom Kaminsky, Chopper 880.
And we will continue to keep you updated on the situation on the Brooklyn Bridge and in the protests in Foley Square. Well, earlier, those thousands of mourners were gathered in Cadman Plaza for the memorial in Brooklyn to remember George Floyd this afternoon. Our WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was there.
This turf field at Cadman Plaza is packed with thousands. They're chanting, "Hands up, don't shoot." George Floyd's brother Terrence lives here in Brooklyn.
I thank God for y'all. I thank God for y'all showing love to my brother.
He says he's proud of the protests, but not the destruction. Mayor de Blasio was heckled as he spoke about change and his white privilege.
We need to do more because we don't even fully recognize the daily pain that the racism in this society causes. We need to do more. We will.
Eddie Stevens is feeling hopeful.
We see right here is the start. The young generation. It starts with them.
This is a mostly young and diverse crowd, and almost everyone is wearing a mask. In Cabman Plaza, Peter Henskel, WCBS News Radio 880.
WCBS News Time 506. Governor Cuomo says the George Floyd protests could lead to a spike in coronavirus infections. Cuomo's urging protesters to get tested.
If you were at one of those protests, I would, out of an abundance of caution, assume that you are infected. And tell people, when you go home, tell your parents, tell your sister, tell your brother, who may not be 25 years old, to consider them a superhero, consider themselves a superhero. Tell people, I may have been exposed. And act like you may have been exposed. Because, by the way, you may have been exposed. And you're not worried about yourself? That's a different conversation.
While most protesters have been seen wearing masks, they haven't kept the socially distanced 6 feet apart. Get a check of our weather forecast now. Over to the Weather Center to meteorologist Craig Allen.
Finding a few 70s over the east end of the island. Otherwise, it's in the 80s and the humidity is coming up. And as a matter of fact, we have mid and upper 80s still across the hot spots of New Jersey right now. A few light showers over parts of Passaic and Orange County and moving towards Rockland and Putnam, too. But the heavier ones are in central Pennsylvania once again. Sounds familiar, like last night. So there will be additional scattered showers and thunderstorms around later this evening and tonight, and a couple could be heavy. 65 to 70. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow. It's warm and humid, and scattered thunderstorms are likely again, especially late day into the night. And again, the temperature will also be within a few degrees either side of 85. On Saturday, the shower threat will leave. During the afternoon, it should start to turn drier. And from late Saturday and on into Sunday, things are looking good, comfortable. Right now, 84, humidity 59%, and 65 to 70 will be our overnight low.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.